Here we go. Vakimoisi as Brucey Yitchem, I will establish my covenant with you. Okay, I will establish my bris. Oops, I'm sorry. Okay. I will establish my bris with you. Okay, again, it's a perek test pasuk aleph. V'lo yikoreis kol basar mimei hamabul. It will never happen again where basar, which over here refers to mankind, will be cut off because of the waters of the mabul. V'lo yeh oid mabul l'shacheis aretz, and the mabul will no longer come to destroy the earth. So there's a lot of repetition. In the fifth aliyah. You lay in the Shabbos, the fifth Aliyah, pay attention, I don't think there's anything like this in the whole Torah, where there's so much repetition. Again and again and again, the ideas are expressed again and again. And obviously, there's no such thing as repetition. It must be that there must be a very deep message for every single word. But just at a simple glance, reading of the Pesukim, there appears to be a lot of repetition. So, Pasuk, I will establish my covenant with you, and will never be cut off any flesh any longer from the waters of the Mabul, and the Mabul will never destroy the earth. Pasuk Yud Aleph and Rashi, he says, Vakimosi esekim librisi umar akiyumoy esakeshes. I will establish a permanence, a kiyum, an endurance for the covenant. And what is the kiyum? The rainbow esakeshes. Kimoshe mesayim v'hoylach. So according to Rashi, Rashi explains, see, Rashi explains something very interesting. Rashi says that the keshes is not the bris. I think many people make that mistake. And when they talk about the rainbow, they say the rainbow is the sign that Hashem will no longer destroy the world due to our sins. That's not correct. The pasuk is very clear that there's a bris. Even if there was no rainbow, just the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to an understanding and an agreement with Noach, he will never destroy the world because of the chatoim of man. That alone, am I in your way, sir? Am I in your way? Is that okay? Am I okay?
No, I'm just...
You're sweeping up. It's fine. I just want to make sure I'm not in your way. Okay, the bris, the reason why Hashem is not going to destroy the world is because of the bris, not because of the rainbow. The rainbow is just an afterthought. It is just a sign which Hashem attaches. Oh, when you look at the rainbow, you will remember the bris. But the rainbow is over. I think we give it too much emphasis. The rainbow. The focus is on the bris, and the Rashi makes this clear. Es kiyum librisi, I will make a kiyum. An endurance, an establishment for the bris. Umahu kiyumo. He calls the bris the kiyum. Esakeshes. Kemosha Messiah Melech. What does it say in the Targum? Targum Pasuk says, Va'akayem yos kiyomi. I will establish my kiyomi imchoin. Velo yish teitse kol bisra. It will not come to an end. The word yish teitse means to be cut off. Kol bisra, any flesh, oid any longer, mimei tofana, due to the waters of the Mabul. The word tofana is the Mabul. Okay, that we learned last year, or the year before, I think it's the third year we're doing this, the Mabul, the Targum for the word Mabul is tofana. Now what does that mean exactly? I don't know, we have to go back, I don't remember. But that's a whole mahalach what that means. The tofana, v'lo yehei od tofana l'chabalo l'arot, there will no longer be a mabul to destroy the world. Okay, what is Rashi? That's what it says. Let me see what the commentator, Pasuk Yud Aleph, v'akayim. Okay, he doesn't say very much. Next Pasuk, Pasuk Yud Beis. V'ayoymer Elohim, and Hashem says, zois ois habris. This is the sign of the bris. Asher ani noisin b'ini uveinichem, uvein kol nefesh chaya asher itichem l'doirois olam. Rashi, Pasuk Yud Beis, L'doroi Salam, Nichtav Choser, Sheyesh Doro Shaloi, Hutzruchu L'ois, Lefi Shet Tzadikim Gemurim Hayu, Kmo Doro Shal Chizkiyo, Melech Yehuda, V'doroi Shal Rabbi Shimon Ben Yochai. Very important, Rashi, when it says L'doroi, that this bris is going to endure L'doroi for all generations. The word L'doroi is missing a vav. And the reason why it's missing a vav is to tell us an idea that not every generation needed this bris. There were generations where there were tzaddikim, and Hashem would never destroy the world in that generation because the majority of the Jewish people were tzaddikim, and therefore it never came across the thought of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to destroy the world, that he would need a bris to hold them back from destroying the world. And Rashi gives two examples, only two generations, the generation of Chizkiyahu HaMelech and the generation of Shimon Bar Yochai. What is the common denominator? This is a very important yesoid. What is the common denominator of Chizkiyahu and Shimon ben Yochai? The common denominator is their ahavas Torah, their love and their devotion, commitment to the study of Torah. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, Rashbi was the one, you know, he went into the cave for 13 years, and he spent the entire time in the cave nothing but learning Torah. When he came out of the cave, okay, there are numerous, most of Shas, all of the really beautiful Mamari Chazal and the Gemara are all in the name of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Lag BaOmer is a big day. Today in this generation, the chashivos of Lag BaOmer has become the focus on of Rabbi Shimon Yochai. The Ahavas Torah is a very big thing. What about Chizkiyahu? So Chazal say, the reason why the generation was spared, Sancheriv came to destroy, we're learning this in the morning, he came to destroy Yerushalayim, and the only reason why Yerushalayim was not destroyed was because of the Zuchus of Chizkiyahu, and the Pasuk says, the Shamnoi, I don't remember the Pasuk, the Pasuk talks about the oil. What oil? The midnight oil. Chizkiyahu, he put a sword on the Beis Medrash, and he said, anyone that does not come and study Torah in the Beis Medrash will be killed. And his generation, Botku, they investigated Midon, the Abir Sheva, from one end of the country to the other, and they did not find a child that was not proficient, was not an expert in the most difficult halachas of Negoyim the Oihalos. His generation was a generation of Ahavas Torah. And in that Sukhus, Hashem miraculously spared the generation from the Churban of Sancheriv. So it's really fascinating that Rashi, when he gives an example of two generations in the history of the world that Hashem never entered his mind that he would destroy, are two generations which the Maila was Ahavas Torah. Doesn't say a Maila of Tzedakah. It doesn't say a maila of Yirah Shemayim. It doesn't talk about a maila of the Mekabel Yisurim. I mean, you can talk about all the different mailas that Klai Yisrael could have, but the focus is on specifically the maila of Ahavas Torah. It's a very beautiful Rashi. It's kedai tonight just to come and learn that. I never appreciated it. I never really focused on that Rashi. Rashi puts together those two things. Okay, so what does it say over here? In the words of the Targum, Va'amar Hashem Do'os, this is Do'os, this is the sign of the Kiyom, of the Bris, Da'ando Yohev Bein Memri Uvei Nechon, which I will give between my words. Notice that the Targum, Kidarko, he adds words into the Pasuk, Bein Memri, Beini means I means my words, Uvei Nechon, between every living creature, the imchoin, lidorei olma, for all generations. Okay, so he comes to hear the word bein memri over here, and the commentator he writes hirchik hayachas mehashem lefi shohoya megune sheyichrois bris im nefesh achaya. Aval lederi ramban hisafas unklus amil memor mekan ulpi hasoy leidu maskilim el shakan yesh mashmos mechulis amil memri. Wow. He says something very, very, very fascinating here. This is mind-boggling what he says. What does the bracha you make on the keshas? If a person sees a rainbow, what do you say? Baruch atah Hashem Chilim Melech Olam Zoich HaBris V'nemon B'mamor V'nemon Zoich HaBris, and then you say V'nemon Hashem is Nemon B'mamoroi. Hashem is faithful in his words. So we discussed this week a little bit. But over here, the commentator is saying, you know where it comes from? This, let me get you the exact nusach. Let me get a sitter. Okay, opening up a sitter. You got to find it. It's after davening, all the brachas. It's hard to find the bracha. These brachas are not easy to find. Okay, let's see over here. Ma'isasheni. Here it is, I found it. Okay, it's in the article sitter. It's not so easy. It's after shachris. They have over here all of the possible blessings you can make. And here they have the bracha of on a rainbow. Haroya keshes mevarich baruch atah Hashem l'kidim el-chilam zoicher habris. And then it says, V'nemon bivri, so Hashem is nemon in his covenant. V'kayom b'ma'amoray. He is faithful in his bris. He remembers the bris. And he is nemon in his bris. V'kayom b'ma'amoray. So why the verbosity? The truth is, there's a machlokes in the Gemara as to what to say. There's a machlokes in the Gemara, what is the correct bracha one makes on a rainbow? One opinion says the bracha you make on the rainbow is Baruch Atah Hashem Kedem Cholam Zoycher Habris. And the other opinion says the bracha is Baruch Atah Hashem Kedem Cholam Nemon Bivrisoy Vekayom Bimamoray. And then the Gemara Papa says, because we have a dispute as what is the correct bracha, you know what? Nemrinu Litarvayu. The best thing is we should say them both. Both. Say both and make one long bracha, zecher abris, and the neman bebrisai v'kayam b'mamarai. So over here, the commentator here in the parasha writes that in this pasuk where Hashem mentions the bris, baruch vayomer Hashem Elokim zos os habris. This is the bris, asher ani noisein, I give. Beini uveinechem, between me and between you, uvein kol nefesh chayo asher itechem lidoros olam. And the Targum says, Vamar Hashem do os kuyam. This is the os of the bris. Da ano yohev, I give bein meimri. So when it says the word beini, the Targum translates the word beini to mean meimri. My words. Now, why does he do that? So he says here on the bottom, the obvious, this we learned this only 100 times, that this, the derech of the Targum. The Targum does not tolerate any familiarity between man and Hashem. When you read the pasuk, you can be misled to think that Hashem is your friend. Hashem is your buddy. And you can talk to him, and Hashem has human characteristics. That's the way the pasuk mamashim. And Rashi, indeed, Rashi does it. Rashi very often, he goes and he says that in Echanami, Rashi likes to do that. The Targum, he goes to extreme lengths to create a wedge, a separation between man and Hashem, and he injects words to make it clear that Hashem is not a human being, Hashem has no human characteristics, Hashem is distant from man as far as it can possibly be. And the way he indicates that is, for example, between me. Don't think you understand who Hashem is. You say between Hashem's words, the words of Hashem. By any word memre, he's saying that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, don't even try to contemplate that Hashem has a physical essence. But rather, it means Hashem's words. That's the Pasha Pshat. Oh, then he goes on to say there's something deeper. There's more depth to this. And in fact, the depth of what it really means can be found in the bracha that we say on a rainbow. We say, Baruch Atah Hashem L'cholam Zoch Habris, V'nemon B'vrisoy, V'kayom, and Hashem is Kayom, He endures B'ma'amoroi, in His words. So the word Ma'amoroi is equivalent to what it says in the Targum, the words bein main ri. So means beini. Hashem is kayim. It's beini uveinechem. between me and you, Beini means a maimar, is a maimar. And you, what would you then be? What would then be? Kimosias brisi itchem, I will establish the bris with you. For the chorus, Bosalim about the Beini. Okay, so you know what it sounds like? Okay, I'm saying some drush over here is, in the, you know, when we ask this question, there's a lot of verbosity. So, it would, in Pasuk Yud Aleph and Pasuk Yud Beis almost say the same thing. Pasuk Yud Aleph, it says, I will establish as Berisi, my bris, itchem with you. And then the next pasuk puts the focus on Hashem. Vayoyimer Elokim, zois ois habris asher ani noisein beini uveinichem uvein kol devash chaya asher itachem lidoros olam. So I want to say is that, you know, in a bris there are two parts. There is, you know, a treaty. The treaty is for you and for me. Pasuk Yud Aleph is putting the emphasis on you, on the people. And Pasuk Yud Bey is putting the emphasis on Hashem. In Pasuk Yud Aleph, I will establish a brisi itachem with you. Okay, itachem is with you. V'lo yikoreis kol basa oid b'mei ha'mabul, v'lo yeh oid ma'abul, l'shaches ha'aretz. And Pasuk Yud Bey is putting the emphasis on asher ani noisein beini I. So I want to suggest that when you make the bracha, when it says the neman bebrisai, Hashem is faithful to the part that relates to man. And when it says v'kayam b'mamoroi, that's the part that relates to Hashem. So there are two parts to the bris. There's an element of the bris that relates, now I'm just saying words, so you have to really understand what this means, but there are two parts to the bris. When you make a treaty, there's what you do, and there is what I do. You don't do this, and I won't do that. Or you do this, and I will do that. Here, it seems over here that it's a one-sided deal. It's a one-sided deal. Now, the truth is that, let's clarify this. What is the one side? It's not. Now, see, now things are coming together. Things are beginning to click together now. Okay, there's some chidushim over here. In Pasuk Ches, When we started, look at Pasuk Tes. Look at Rashi, Pasuk Tes. Va'ani hinani, maskim ani imoch, she'noyech doyeg lasoik b'pri urviya, ad shevtichoy HaKadosh Baruch Hu shloy l'shaches oylam oid. V'chin osa b'achroina amal hinani maskim lasois kiyum l'choizek b'ris l'avtachosi betin l'chois. Now, things are coming together now. You notice that in this parasha, it talks about the mitzvah of Periya Urevia. You shall be fruitful and multiply. Okay, and for example, where does it say this, to be fruitful and multiply? Let's see, it says, I guess it really refers to Pasuk Zion. In Pasuk Zion, it says, the Atem, Peru Urivu Shirtsu Vaoretz Urivuva. We ask the question. What do we ask? We ask the question is that why do we need a pasuk? It already says by Adam and Chava. By Adam and Chava it says Peru Urivu Umilu Es Aretz V'Chivshua. So why do we need another pasuk? Pasuk Zion. So I think the answer is that Adam, after the Mabul, decided he's not having. And I guess his children also, they're not having children. They are not any longer going to engage in Periya Urevia. They're just going to die, and the world will come to an end. Because what's the purpose? Why should we populate this world and have children and reproduce and fill up the world with people? It's inevitable that men will sin, and the sins will anger Hashem, and Hashem will destroy the world again. So we're wasting our time and effort. There's no goal. The world will never achieve its purpose. Man will always come along and mess it up. Man will always come along and do averos and anger Hashem to the point where Hashem will say, you know what? The world now will come to an end. So what's the purpose of engaging in pre-revia when we're going to mess it up? We'll never reach the end. So Hashem says, let's make a deal. Let's make a deal. You engage in Perea or Revia, and I will promise not to destroy the world. So this is the difference. When you ask a person, the average person, you ask them, what is the rainbow all about? They're going to tell you, this is what they're going to say, the rainbow. Man is an evildoer, man does sins, and Hashem made a rainbow as just a way of saying to him, Hashem is like talking to himself almost. He's talking to himself, you guys are a bunch of Rishoim, and really I should kill you all, destroy you all, but you know what, it's not a good idea, so I'm not going to destroy the world, I'm going to have a rainbow. I think the average person, myself included, always looks at the rainbow as a one-sided deal. It's a one-way deal. Hashem says, I'm not going to destroy the world, even though you deserve it. That appears to be totally incorrect. There's a two-sided deal. The two-sided deal is, we have to engage in reproduction. We know the world, our human beings, our sins will naturally lead to the end of the world. Hashem says, no, I don't, and therefore what does a thinking man do? We're not going to reproduce. We're not going to reproduce. And let the world just come to an end. That is the default. So we make a deal. Hashem says, don't do that. Do me a favor. I ask of you, engage in the mitzvah of Perea or Revia. If you do yours, I'll do mine. I won't destroy the world. It is a two-way street. We engage in populating the world, knowing that man will ultimately sin and anger Hashem and drive Hashem crazy from our averus. But yet Hashem says, you do your part, I'll do my part, I will not destroy the world. A bris is always a two-way street. Yaakov made a bris with Lavan. You don't go over the boundary here, and I won't go over the boundary here. We'll make a treaty. You don't go over the boundary. In fact, over here, you know that book of Alexander Hull, I always talk about. He has an incredible insight. I told this to you in the show in the morning, because he learns. I don't know where he gets this from, is that when there was a famine in Eretz Canaan, there was plenty of food available if they would go north. If they would go, they were living in Eretz Canaan, or they would go, I don't know, maybe, I don't know exactly where, there was really no need to go to Egypt. There was plenty of food available in the other direction. Why then didn't Yaakov and his children go and get food from Lavan's family? Where, I guess in the east, I guess it means, you know, Lavan was in Iran, I was in the east. Eretz Canaan, you go to Iraq. You go north, you go east, you go to Iraq, you go to Aram Naharaim. There was plenty of food available there. Why then did they find themselves in a dark predicament and was not able to get food when there was a famine? The answer is, this is what it says in Alexander Hull's book, he has some occurrence for this, is they made a bris. Yaakov made a bris with Lavan. I will not cross the border. I will not bother you, and you don't bother me. Lavan lived in Bavel. He lived in, I guess, in Iraq and Iran. He lived in Saudi Arabia. He lived in that region. And Yaakov said, you don't come to us. You don't cross over the boundary. And we won't come to you. No matter what. Eid hagal hazeh ve'eida hamatzeva. There's no crossing the line. Therefore, Yaakov Avinu and his family were willing to starve to death and not go and cross the boundary and go to the east, to Aram Naharaim, to Lavan, to that part of the world, to get food. That was the agreement. Because if they would cross the line to go get food, that would annul the covenant, and that would allow Lavan to cross the line west and go to Eretz Yisrael and kill them. So there was a boundary. We're not going to go to you. You don't go to us. Therefore, we have no food. We're going to starve to death. The only place to possibly go would go down south to Egypt. Because in Egypt, there was food. Egypt, though, has its own problems. Because the Egyptians are crazy. They're Meshugoyim. Because the Erva Soretz, there was promiscuity. It was not a place for a nice Jewish boy to go. You don't send a nice Jewish boy to Egypt, a place that is called the Erva Soretz. You'd go to Bavel. No. Eid Hagal Hazeh. So what do you take out of that? I'm trying to point as to illustrate is that when you make a bris is a two-way street. You have a covenant. I do mine and you do yours. I will not go and cross the line here and you do not cross the line over here. That's a bris. If that is the case, when it comes to Noah and the rainbow, what's the bris? It's a one-sided deal. Hashem said, I'm not going to destroy the world. That's not a bris. A bris, I will not destroy the world unless you do your part. So what are we doing? Well, Rashi makes it very clear. Before the rainbow begins, it says in the pasuk, "V'atem you, piru urevu, shirtzu v'aretz urevuva, multiply in the earth." And Noach, according to Rashi, says to Hashem, "No, I'm not doing what you want us to do. You're telling us to leave the teva, and we should have children." Noach wanted to have another child. He wanted to have another child. But his son, Chom, prevented him. But his children, Noach's children, Shem, Chom, and Yefes, I'm assuming they were on the same page. We're not. It's over. We'll live out our lives, we'll die, and the end. Hashem says, please listen to me. Multiply. Do it for me. And Klali, they say, no, we're not doing it for you. Hashem says, if you do, I'll tell you what. You do yours, and I will also give in. We'll make a compromise, a bris. You populate the world, and I will promise not to destroy the world. Okay, this is a very big yesod. It took me 189 years to understand this. Okay, I never understood this my whole life until I was zeicha to come and learn with Rabbi Leizer. It's because of the Tzuras Hapanim opened up this understanding. Get to see you. So this created this. This is mamash what Rashi now. What Rashi says, "Mineva." What is the advantage of this idea? Is Yakimosi as Bruce? How do we get over here? Beni. Oh, the bracha. Oh, so now when you have a rainbow, now look at the bracha. What is the bracha? The bracha is Baruch Atah Hashem Melech Olam. We first say Zoicher Habris. Okay, we Hashem remembers the bris. Then it says, "V'nemon bivrisai." Hashem is faithful. Bivrisai, the kayam bimamorai. So I want to suggest is that when it says "V'nemon," he's faithful. Bivrisai. That's going on us. Nemon bivrisai. We bless you, Hashem. V'nemon bivrisoi, v'kayom b'mamorai. Okay, I don't know. I have to work on this more, but there are two parts to the bris. There is the part of the bris that we do, we engage in, and there's the part of the bris that Hashem reciprocates. The reciprocation of Hashem, I believe, is in Pasuk Yud Beis. Vayomer Elokim, Zois ois habris asher ani noisein. I will do my part. Beini uvein echem uvein kol nefesh chaya asher itchem l'dor ois oila. Pasuk yud is what you have to do. V'haki moisi es brisi itchem. I will establish my bris with you. V'lo yikores. I want to say over here, maybe it's a little bit of a drush. Hashem is giving a command. See, what is the simple reading of the pasuk? V'lo yikareis kol basar oid. It will never happen anymore. It will never happen. Hashem is promising he's not going to kill man. No, I want to suggest it's a command. The command is you, Adam, you should not cut off basar in this world anymore. Noach made a decision in the beginning of the parasha, he is not going to engage in reproduction. No more. We're not going to populate the world. So Hashem says, I want to say that when it says v'lo yikoreis kol basa od mimei hamabul, you Adam shall not cut off man any longer because of what happened. What happened, a terrible thing happened, there was a mabul, the world was destroyed, it shook you to the core, and you said, I'm not getting married, I'm not having children, why should we have children? They'll all get killed, they're all going to die because Hashem's going to destroy the world alone. No. You don't do that. You don't do that. V'lo yikareis kol basar. You should not behave in a way where you will cause it to be that basar will cease to exist from this earth because of the mabul. And do not allow it to be v'lo yihyeh oid mabul l'shacheis. You have to be a little more creative in this. It shall not be any longer that the mabul will be a cause of the earth coming to an end. If you do yours and you do not cut off the world, I will do mine. Then vayomer Elokim zois oisav yasher ani noisein beni uvenechem. I will do mine beni kol nevesh chaya asher itchem l'eretz olam es kash nosati v'anan faisel li'os v'zeli v'neretz v'hoya ba'ani alon ala eretz v'nirasak es v'anan v'zocharti es brisi asher beni uvenechem v'beni kol nevesh chaya olam lo yoyra mayim l'mabul l'shaches kol basa. That's part two. And in part one, okay, I guess look at part one. Part one would be I really want to say is that the pshat is, it is a command. Adam, you don't want to get married, have children? Don't do that. I'm commanding you. V'lo yikareis kol basar oid mimei hamabul. Don't do that. Don't use the mabul as an excuse that going forward we're not going to reproduce and the man will be cut down from this world forever. Don't do that. It's a command. Why should we listen to you, Hashem? What do we get out of this? If we're going to go and listen to you and have children, they're all going to die. You do yours, I will do mine. I promise you, I will never destroy the world. That's why Pasuk Yud Beis first begins with the word ani. I now am the one who's going to reciprocate. I'm going to do my part. I'm going to put the keshes in the rainbow. So the keshes really is Hashem's. It's Hashem's portion of the mission. And our deal in the mission is to go forward and reproduce. So therefore in the bracha, when it says in the bracha, Zoy Hashem remembers the bris, what is the bris? Now we explain, what is the bris? The bris is two parts. Nemon bebrisoy. I want to say a chiddush that it means that we are faithful. We are faithful. We started with a general expression. Hashem remembers the bris. You see, we're doing siddur. Okay, Rabbi Lezer, we're doing siddur tonight. We're learning about the bracha. Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam. Hashem is zoicher habris. Hashem, oh, you see, we're talking about siddur. I'm talking about siddur. Hashem is zoicher habris. Hashem remembers the bris. What is the bris? What is the bris? A bris has two parts. Our part and your part. Neman bivrisoi is our part. We, Hashem, are neman, are faithful in bivrisoi, in his bris. In the bris. And what is this bris? That we will populate the world. And you, Hashem, will reciprocate in the kayam bimamoroi. The word mamoroi is the targum of beini. When it says here in Pasuk Yud Beis, "Vayomer Elokim zois oisav lasher ani noisein beini," targum. What is the word beini? He adds the word bein meim ri, my words. This is where Hashem first enters into the picture and says, "I will reciprocate meim ri," and that's the translation in Hebrew of mamoroi. Hashem is kayom b'mamoro. He does his part. So that's what we're saying. We have now a new insight into the bris. A bris always has two parts. And from Rashi, it's pretty clear that the part of our part of the bris is to populate the world. Because if not for this bris, we would not populate the world. We would let the world come to an end. Depopulation. World Economic Forum. It's mamish their agenda. Listen to them. Listen to these guys. These guys are clowns like you never saw. No one ever elected them. God gave them crazy amounts of money. It's like not to be believed how much money these people have, how much they own the world. Everyone's afraid of them. And they mamish openly, they have clips, openly talk about the population, 8 billion people in this world, and they say it's not healthy. The world cannot survive unless there's only 500 million. They want to reduce the world to 500 million. B'dieved, they'll tolerate 2 billion. But 8 billion, I'm telling you, mama's word for it, I can go show you clips as I'm saying this. 8 billion and 2 billion the most. L'chatchila, a half a billion. Maybe they say 800 million also is okay. I saw someone say that also. I don't know where they get these crazy numbers from. Meshugoyim, mamish meshugoyim. But what they're saying is really what Noach said. What Noach said. I don't want it, the world has to be depopulated because the world's going to come to an end because we're going to destroy the world. Our virus. And Hashem says, no. You do yours and I'll do mine. You populate the world. That's your requirement. My requirement is not to destroy the world. And Zoicher Habris, Nemon b'mamoroi, that's us. We are faithful. We are faithful in our part of the covenant. And Hashem is Kayom b'mamoroi in his words. Asher ani noisein beini, memro bein memri. Hashem does his part. Okay, so we have here a new insight. I think there's something over here very chashuv. I'm only with Zoicha to this because we have such chashuv people who come to learn. Thank you, Blaze, for coming to learn with me. And likewise to Rav Mordechai Mizrahi. Thank you for coming. Have a good night. Okay, good night. Be well. Good night. Good night.
Can you please read